No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is Adam Carriker on the Ticket.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips him down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com, here's your host, Adam Carriker.
Welcome, everybody, into Adam Carriker on the Ticket on this glorious Tuesday afternoon, technically noon. All right, as you know, every Monday and Friday, and maybe Tuesdays going forward, okay, I might be live. Maybe DP will join me to talk wrestling every Tuesday if he's not too busy. Him and I can discuss that. All right, get the thumbs up. I like that idea. Okay, so he's going to join me. We're going to chat, finish our conversation from a week ago, and then Jack Stark, again, he was... tried to join us yesterday. I had to try to move the interview last minute. My fault. He's going to join me today at 12:30. All right. Nebraska sports psychologist for their 3 national championship runs in the 1990s. He's been a part of their program for 15 years, Creighton for 16 years, UNO for 30 years, Fortune 500 companies, worked with over 100 companies. Looking forward to chat with him at 12:30. As always, check out Bonzel Pool and Spa, bonzelpool.com. Swimming pools, hot tubs, saunas, if you'd like to have one. They're the folks to go to. If you'd like to have yours taken care of, they take care of swimming pools, hot tubs, and saunas. Bonzelpool.com. Also, you can call them at 402-488-0148. They are located in Pioneers Plaza, 3201 Pioneers Boulevard, Lincoln, Nebraska. All right. I am joined today by the face that runs the place, the man with the plan, Mr. Derek Pearson. DP, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, Mr. Carriker, I have to tell you that your entry song is fire, and it just does it for me. It just does it for me. So
if people don't know that I'm a wrestling fan by now, I am. That's Stone Cold's entrance song. A couple years ago, and Vershawn used to bring me on once a week, okay, mm-hmm. before I officially joined the Ticket full-time. Goldberg, he would always play Goldberg's entrance song for me. Mm-hmm. And actually, if I remember right, I think you asked me about a year and a half ago, right before I joined the Ticket officially, what entrance song do you want? And I requested the Austin entrance song, and you had to get it cleared. Am I remembering that right?
Yes. In fact, all statements of truth.
Okay. How hard was it to get that cleared so we could use it?
Not much. We just needed to know the number. Sometimes you just have to ask the easiest question. What's the number?
I got you. Okay. All right. So I wanted to kind of continue our conversation from last week. I want to talk about the greatest talkers of all time in WWE or pro wrestling history, period. Mm-hmm. But something occurred to me because we were debating, mm-hmm. did WWE do the right thing with WrestleMania? Mm-hmm. Okay, going with Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns versus The Rock and Roman Reigns, which was the original plan. So something occurred to me after we went off air. So put yourself in Triple H's position, okay? It's now your show. Mm-hmm. They've made it very clear. This is the Paul Levesque era. Mm-hmm. Okay, Vince McMahon
He's a guy who built it up, made it a monster. But the past decade or so hadn't done the most popular job as far as putting the best product out there. There's a whole other company that exists because people disliked it so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. And obviously he's got a whole lot of legal stuff going on, but that's neither here nor there for this conversation. If you're Paul Levesque mm-hmm. and you've got the biggest movie star on planet Earth scheduled in your main event versus your guy, Roman Reigns, mm-hmm. but the people want Cody Rhodes, mm-hmm. but this is now your show. And you want to, I don't want to say endear yourself because that insinuates it, you know, like kissing butt or something. I'm not saying that. But you want to start your era off in a positive manner with a bang. Let me put it to you like this. You're just starting the ticket today in Lincoln, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. It is a full-time pro wrestling show. Mm-hmm. Hypothetical here. Mm-hmm. Everyone in Lincoln, Nebraska mm-hmm. wants Cody Rhodes to be the main host of your main show, mm-hmm. but you have The Rock scheduled. Mm-hmm. You're going to tell everybody in Lincoln, Nebraska, mm-hmm. know your role, shut your mouth. We're going with The Rock. We're not going with the guy you want.
Yep.
Yes? Oh, wow. Okay.
100%. Mainly because my vision of this thing matters in full, because I'm seeing something beyond today. I'm seeing something beyond right now. The reason why I came in to this position was that there was a need for me to be in that position. Like, there was a reason for me to come through. So you can tell me that you want Cody, and I can say that Cody has value. I don't have to say that Cody doesn't have value, mm-hmm. but I can say that for the pillar, all things that were built, that's like me saying I'm coming to Nebraska and I'm never going to talk about the years 71 through 97. That I'm only mm-hmm. going to talk about Adrian Martinez. Because, that sometimes you have to be the grown-up. Sometimes you have to be smarter than the market. Sometimes you drive the conversation. You change the narrative. You decide what's good for business because you know what you want the business to be. Like, the people will tell me, I want a daycare. Like, I want a grown frat radio station. No, I want grown-ups being grown-ups. And sometimes you have to tell the frat boys, hey, zip it, Skippy. Grown-ups are talking. Let us do business over here. Fall in line.
So, okay, I get what you're saying, but right out the gate.
Yep.
All right. You're going to say no, and that's your initial impression. You're going to turn heel right out the gate.
Yep.
Okay. But you're not concerned that it's not going to, like, not, what's the hypothetical wrestling world? What do they call that?
Well, no, I don't have to worry. It's the thing that if I decided that Adam Carriker was the guy that I wanted in the middle of my new lineup, they could tell me that they want any variety of people. But I know what I see in Adam Carriker. I know the legacy behind Adam Carriker. I know all the stories that are tied to Adam Carriker. They may not know them. They may not care yet. But it's sometimes in the place to say, here's what's better. Remember, they fought over different titles being passed along. That's mm-hmm. always been the case. Okay, this is no different. This is no difference. And remember, this was a guy that, quite frankly, I had fired 4 years ago. People forget, the WWE fired Cody 4 years ago. He had to go mm-hmm. recreate himself. So listen, yep. You already had a chance to love Cody the way you love him now. You didn't. So he had to go somewhere else to grow up and then come back as grown man Cody, not Dusty's baby boy. So, yeah. I'm okay with going out on the ledge, and riding with the known entity, the greatest force in all of sports entertainment.
So Vince McMahon used to talk about grapefruits. Mm-hmm. DP sitting here with grapefruits, ladies and gentlemen. That is not an easy thing to say, and I fully believe you would do it if you were in that position. So I can respect that. Yeah. Okay, a man who lives by the courage of his convictions, whether you agree with them, whatever this may be, whatever the scenario may be or not, you can always respect that. Now, yep. What if I throw this at you?
Okay.
Because I saw this yesterday. Oh, I forget what the metrics were. I didn't take notes, a screenshot, or write it down. I was just kind of scrolling through my phone. I want to say it's merchandise and I forget what all it is. But whatever metrics they were referring to yesterday, which would strengthen my argument if I had them in front of me. I know how that sounds. But Cody's already surpassed John Cena in a lot of these metrics. And he's already done things that Cena never did. And it goes all the way back to Rock and Austin before you see metrics like this again when it comes to merchandise. And I think it's some of the ticket sales because they've been setting records and whatnot. Does that change your mind at all?
No, because access, the internet. The internet didn't look, it wasn't rolling like this. You can't, you don't have all of your pay processes on your phone. You don't have, you can't track it at phone. Back in their day, you had it on your laptop, but you didn't have it on your phone. You couldn't just, you could only buy those shirts in the arena in the night in which it was there. Now you can buy them sitting at home six states away. And listen, social media has allowed, one, the same curse that they have of breaking kayfabe, but it also allows more people into it. And more people are buying because you have access. You have the internet. You have websites. You have marketing teams behind you to drive that. If you put The Rock as an isolated form into today's social media, remember, Rock's the old man now. But you imagine Young Rock coming out of the University of Miami and putting him side by side, step for step, next to Cody Rhodes. No, he would crush Cody Rhodes. He would crush him in every facet. How do we know that? Because it took The Rock and Cena to clear the path for Cody. They had to actually they had to get him on the Regis and Kathy Lee show and the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And they had to do all those things. Well, now they do that sitting from the couch. They do that from their home. They do it from a studio. They do it. Yeah, you tell me that you're selling more Cody shirts. Yeah, because you have a bigger machine behind you to do so. Cody's not more popular than The Rock for longevity's sake. He's just for young boomer, for young folks. Yeah, he's their guy. He should do well. But Cody's people have more access than The Rock's did. Rock's people are on Facebook. Cody's people are on Instagram. There's a difference.
I know exactly what that means. That makes a lot of sense. Much love to people on Facebook, Instagram, etc.
Right.
All right. Now, The Rock, I mean, far be it from me to question anything. You know, the biggest male star, probably biggest star on planet Earth. He's had some stumbles lately. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Young Rock, his TV show got canceled. Mm-hmm. Black Adam didn't quite have the success. I think there was going to be a second movie that's no longer going to happen. Mm-hmm. Does any of that concern you at all with The Rock? Like, maybe this guy's had such a phenomenal all-time run, but you can't do it forever. And eventually, there's a little bit of a downslope for everybody, no matter who you are. Do you think he may be a little bit on that, starting that downslope just a smidge or not?
So we're talking about a man who is worth $800 million.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good.
Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm surprised it's not more, to be honest. Hey, but yeah,
right,
that makes sense.
Right. $800 million. Do you realize that if you collected all of the professional wrestlers and put them together under one umbrella, they're not worth what Dwayne The Rock Johnson's worth? So, yep. So, as a matter of fact, when they said he's the final boss, they should all be concerned. Because guess what? It's no different. Vince has gone through his collapse. Shane has disappeared. Stephanie has kind of de-evolved. Linda has fallen off the face of the earth. And quite frankly, they're doing okay. So if The Rock takes a step back, that just means for him that he's not worth $900 million next year.
Yeah, I get it. So I've got... Because I personally, like I mentioned last week, I would have gone with Cody, although it's like, it's two good choices. You know, there's no wrong choice here.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to make one more point to kind of validate why I would have gone that way.
Okay.
And I'm actually going to make a point to unvalidate why I would have, and my single biggest concern with going with Cody. Okay. And I'll give you a heads up, the short term.
Yep.
You're right. The Rock is more long term. Cody's a little bit more short term. But I think one reason I would have gone with Cody is Vince said no to the people for so long. He said, I'm smarter than you for so long. I think people were sick of it. And I think if I'm Triple H, I can be the guy of the people, for the people. And this gives me the opportunity to do that. Okay. And so that's how I would have looked at it. Now, the big concern, Cody went off and he was the hero for AEW. Mm-hmm. He was the biggest... Jericho was the biggest name, but he was the most popular guy when AEW started. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then by the time he left, they were throwing his shirt back at him like ECW and John Cena. They were booing him out of they hated that guy. Mm-hmm. And my concern, I personally am not a big fan of Cody the wrestler. He seems like a great guy. Everything I hear, he's phenomenal. I find him cheesy. I do. I don't really, and I see why he's over. I think it's more about the push. I think it's more about, we want to take an AEW guy, make him a star so more people come over, like Jade Cargill, et cetera. And for me, I like The Rock way better. I like The Final Boss way better than The American Nightmare, personally. But my concern from a business aspect is, at some point, when do other people start to feel like the AEW fans, and do they turn on him? And then he becomes the biggest heel in the business, maybe? I don't know, but that would have been my single biggest concern is, when do people turn on him like the AEW fans did?
Well, I mean, it's inevitable. It's always happened. It is a part of the journey that for as high as you go, I mean, it happened with Bob Backlund. The only person that's never been booed was Bruno Sammartino. That's like everybody else as a face. At some point, you turn. Roman Reigns, he was a face. Turn, because people didn't like him. Batista, great villain, terrible face. They booed him. Triple H, they didn't like it. They wanted DMX. They like, wait a minute. They want DX. They you can't make people want what they don't want. Now, Cody, it's going to happen, and Cody will make an amazing heel. He will make an incredible heel. He looks like a made heel. I mean, the American Nightmare, really? Nightmare. Like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. He's literally telling you, that's the next plot twist. Why? Because you're going to bring back Roman, and the people are clamoring for Roman. Roman had to leave in order for them to love him. And now he'll come back, and he'll be the face, and it'll be another run, and they'll try to figure out what it is. Because after a while, you're going to need more heels. You're going to need great heels. Because the heels you have now, people aren't particularly interested in.
I would agree. I don't think they have great heels right now, and that hurts the faces.
Yeah.
The critics of Cody are like his first couple of matches. I mean, you got Logan Paul, who does a great job, AJ Styles, I mean, great workers in the ring. Some people feel like it's been a little bit flat, but I'm like, who in the company do you just flat out hate? The biggest guy that people hate, so to speak, okay, in a pro wrestling sense, is Logan Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's also a big star. Who else? Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody else that's even on
Dominic.
That level. Can you?
Dominic.
Who?
Dominic.
Oh, well, he's not ready for a championship match.
Dominic,
yet,
but yes, no, but I need I put in my official paperwork to be adopted by Rey Mysterio, because if you're Rey's son, you get to make out with both Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan, and that would be the greatest clause addition that you could have in WWE history. Like, that's the great, like, can there be a less deserving person in the history of wrestling to make out with Liv Morgan and Rhea Ripley than Dominic Mysterio?
Dude, that guy's living the life right now.
Oh, man. So. Like, come on. Like, come on. Come on. Like, when that script shows up, does everybody just throw their hands in there like, come on. Like, you couldn't give that to, like, literally every other wrestler in the organization just went, but why? What? Mm-hmm. I'm here. If I'm Drew McIntyre, keep the title. Give me Liv, man. Look, I don't understand. Yeah, Gunter, I don't understand. They're going to turn him into a face. You know, he's so vanilla that people love him. Like, there's nothing magnificent about him. Nothing.
Thank you.
Like, nothing.
I've never understood it with Gunther. Is it Gunther?
Haas and I, whenever we talk about him, I have to say his name like Seinfeld says Newman. Gunther. Like, I want to say it wrong out of pure disrespect. Like, he looks like he's never had leg day. He doesn't eat steak. I don't know what his thing is, other than he looks like you know who he looks like he reminds me of? The movie, the cheerleader movie, and there's a guy that said, "These are spirit fingers."
Bring It On?
Yeah.
Just Bring It?
Yeah.
One of those?
That guy is Gunter. Like, that's...
I see that.
Like, he's the angry cheer teacher. That's the way I see him, not the longest reigning intercontinental champion in history. So
thank you, because since he came up, I've been like, all right, if you put this guy in a suit, like, head up, he looks like he'd look really good in a suit from like a character WWE, you know, point of view. But
yeah, he's William Regal. He's William Regal.
Yeah, he never has. Well, I liked Regal because he had a certain swagger,
right.
And you better not F with me in real life about him. Yeah. I like that about him.
Yeah, he actually could fight.
Yeah, you know, Gunther's never done leg day. I think he does upper body day once every other month. I just don't get it. I've never understood it. And it's like the WWE just said, "You're our guy," and I've never heard anyone else say it.
Oh.
So thank you for saying that. I don't get it.
Well,
I don't get it at all.
Well, Adam, like, we come from the process that, listen, in the back of my mind, I at least want the idea that if you and I were locked in a closet, he's going to have a problem getting out, right?
Yeah.
I don't feel that way about Gunter. I don't feel that way about Dominic. I don't feel that, like, there's certain wrestlers and a lot of the AEW stuff, you're a great gymnast, you can't fight. And if you can't fight, but listen, you imagine goal line against you and Gunter? We know how this would end, right? Like, we know how this would end. So I can't respect you as a fighter. Performer, sure. Fighter, not so much.
The one thing that I will give Gunther, however you say it, is he carries himself with a certain manner. That's the only thing that makes me believe he's got a little bit of star quality to him, is the way he presents himself and he carries himself. But beyond that, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all, and I never have.
No, I'm not in that club. Most of the heel has to feel like I have to be afraid of you. Not just dislike you, but I have to have some fear that, that dude's a problem. Like, at least with Solo, I feel like I don't want to walk out of a club at 12:30 in the morning and see him standing there. That dude's a problem.
Yep.
Yeah. Otherwise, no, I'm not. I mean, Drew McIntyre, kind of weird. I get it. I like heel Sheamus more than face Sheamus.
I do too.
There's certain people that are just better heels. I'm just not sure that they're programming or writing them properly.
So, first of all, when it comes to Sheamus, I will never forget when John Cena, I mean, I was in St. Louis, so this is probably like 15, 17 years ago, something like that, called him the human jar of mayonnaise. I've never forgotten that line in my life. It just has stuck with me for years.
Exceptional.
Yeah, but I had the opportunity to just briefly backstage meet Drew McIntyre one time and Liv Morgan. She could not have been any nicer, any friendlier. Jacob was with me. He was probably like 10, 11 at the time. Drew was funny, man. He had like this. Of course, I'm not your typical fan. You know, I walk in and I look like I'm the next guy trying to be a wrestler. So yep. He looked at me like, who the hell are you?
Yep, like, uh-oh.
And like, he wanted to fight me.
Yeah, right?
You know, I was like, dude, I'm just here with my kid. And then he was much friendlier and nicer. But originally, he was like giving me the sideways look. And I'm like, all right, let's go, dude. I don't know what this is about, but let's do it.
But Adam, that's the actual perfect way it should be. Like that, listen. When you go back there, if it at least makes them respect you, your presence. There are too many dudes back there that look like they just got out of yoga class. Like that, mm-hmm. Like that's the thing. It's like, no, we in the fight business, I understand the entertainment side of it, but in the end, if you can't fight, I'm not buying.
Mm-hmm. You got to look like it anyways,
yep.
You know?
Yep.
So there's, we can spend like 50 shows on AEW and what they do well and what they don't do well. Right. The one of the biggest things that bothers me, well, there's two things. They prioritize the match over the story. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm more interested in the story than the match any day of the week. If there's a great match, awesome story gets me invested. Mm-hmm. And anytime it's a small guy versus the big guy, the small guy always wins every time. Like they're batting 1,000 with the small gymnast always beating the guy who actually looks like he can fight. And I know why Tony does it. I don't agree with it.
Well, I mean, you manage how you live. And if you're a little dude and you need a way to leverage out or balance the big guy, and you did that. I mean, that's the whole Daniel Bryan, Tommy Rich, mm-hmm. You know, Ricky Morton. We've done this before. People forget that we've done this before. And they don't recognize that you're being fed to give little guys a chance. And the whole AJ Styles thing. No, you're a little dude. Look, you look like a hairdresser, man. Chill out. Like, like chill out, bro. Like, you, I know you're mad because you're short, but you and Jericho need to figure out and get better lifts, and you look like you'll be fine. You're never going to look like Adam Carriker. That's just the way it works. Sorry.
So, I know we got to go to a break soon. Years ago, Jacob, I got pictures with him with Angle and Hogan and Brooke and all them. He was like 4. So it was at TNA. The family and I were going to Disney World and all that. And I just broke away to go to a TNA taping, and Brian Hebner, okay, got us backstage because he's a big time Washington football Redskins
yep.
fan.
Yep.
And I just walked by AJ in the hallway. Now this was not long hair, soccer mom, hairdresser AJ. This was short hair, you know, a little bit more in his prime, although he still does a great job for the most part.
Yeah.
We just walked by each other. Dude, again, another death stare from this guy. I'm just like, do I got to fight everybody? I just want my son to meet people here. Just chill out, folks.
Yes, you have to. Like, that's – hey, listen. You get all the perks of being a man monster, Adam Carriker. The few thing negatives are is that, guess what? You get sized up all the time.
No, and I'm used to that. I'm used to that out in public. If someone recognizes me or they don't, I usually get, if they don't know me, they're like, dude, you're huge. You must have done something.
Yeah.
You know, and then I usually respond with like, yeah, water polo, ping pong, or something, you know, something sarcastic.
Right.
But like when I go to something like that, Bully Ray, I saw him in the bathroom. Okay, I was going to the bathroom. He's washing his hands. He gave me the death stare. It's just like, all right, just line them up.
Yep.
Let's all get in a steel cage, 10 on one. Yep. Let's just, I don't know if I'm going to walk out, but let's do this type deal, you know?
That's the perfect idea. That is just literally, I say it to Rico all the time, cage match. If you got friction, get in the cage. Work it out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining me, DP. So every Tuesday?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Awesome. We're going to pay some bills. We'll come right back, and I will chat with Mr. Jack Stark. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.